From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Turkey's government late Saturday raised the death toll from twin bombings at a peace rally in Ankara to 95, with nearly 200 others wounded. Dorian Jones has the story.
Video shot at the peace rally captured the festive atmosphere moments before the blast, then carnage. The two explosions caused by suspected suicide bombers tore through the crowd, causing death and what witnesses described as horrendous injuries. Ambulances and even taxis rushed the wounded to nearby hospitals. The rally, organized by Turkey's civic society and the pro-Kurdish movement, was expected to draw tens of thousands of people, calling for an end to the fighting between the Turkish security forces and the Kurdish rebel group, the Kurdistan Workers' Party, or PKK. So far, no group has claimed responsibility for Saturday's attack. But in July, the Islamic State group was blamed for a suicide bombing targeting pro-Kurdish activists, killing more than 30 activists. Dorian Jones of VOA News, Istanbul.
Russia says it has stepped up airstrikes against Islamic State extremists in Syria in support of Syrian troops who have seized two villages north of Hama since late on Friday. And here in Washington, top U.S. defense officials held a secure video conference with their Russian counterparts as part of a push to promote safe flight operations in increasingly crowded Syrian airspace. Authorities in Chad say at least five female suicide bombers attacked two sites near the Nigerian border, killing dozens. Police immediately linked the attacks in the town of Bagasola to the Boko Haram Islamist. Police and hospital officials say at least 50 others were wounded in and around that town.